Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah!
On 95.7 The Game.
Third and six, and Purdy throwing to Tebow. Brings it in across midfield. Stays on his feet. Samuel to the 37-yard line. Man coverage, Tebow got the better of it.
All right, Mike Tirico, Deebo Samuel, 49ers are back, 4-4.
Yeah, 500.
Yeah. You were there.
Yeah, I was there. Had a good time. Nothing like watching pro sports up close. Got to get on the field.
Well,
what you mean?
It's nothing like watching pro sports.
I wasn't finished.
No, you said... You said up close.
Oh, anyway, I owe you something. Friday, I'll take care of you. Yeah.
Yes, you do.
But I'll tell you what, man. There's so many thoughts going through my mind. I didn't think that game should have come down to the Cowboys' last possession down six. It kind of felt like the Seattle game where the Niners were up 20. And there was a juncture late in that fourth quarter where Seattle and Geno Smith had the ball. And we saw the interception. And that kind of mirrored itself yesterday. I'm telling you, Brock Purdy in his leg game, Steiny, is saving this team in offense right now. And another big takeaway before I throw it back to you is I like what I saw from the connection of Brock Purdy and Ricky Pearsall. Now, I know it's early, but I'm going R&B. They have rhythm. And I like what I saw. 4-4. And now all of a sudden the streets are saying who may come back after the bye. Steiny, I'll take it. And I'm sure Niner fans will take it.
Yeah, I thought Brock Purdy was terrific last night. Really, really good. One or two plays that could have gone sideways. But other than that,
I like that.
I thought that there was no pressure on him. And any time there was, he just ran for 11 yards.
And then when he got decked, he could have, from his blind side, he could have lost the ball. He held on to it.
Yeah. 30-24, Niners beat the Cowboys. They're now 4-4. They have a bye, 2 weeks off. I should say a week off, and they play in 2 weeks. And, you know, it was to me, their second must win of the year.
Yeah.
First one was Seattle, and then there was that one last night, and they got it. And now they wait and see if McCaffrey's going to join them for the ninth game of the year.
Wow.
And see if they can get Greenlaw back and get Mason back to 100%. And
Gross Matos, too.
Try to make a run at this thing. The division's still firmly right there for them. And I thought they played great against the Cowboys up until the end, and they let it get closer than they should have. And ordinarily, that wouldn't be a red flag. But this year, they've dropped two games like that. And, you know, the Cowboys, they somehow pull out something crazy late. Maybe you lose that game 31-30, but the 49ers built themselves up enough cushion. They win 30-24 and take care of the Dallas Cowboys in solid fashion.
Yeah,
with a little too much concern at the end.
Okay. But
you still got the win, and right now, you know, if this team were 6-1 going into the ball game, I think we'd view them a little bit differently. But they're 3-4 with a bunch of guys hurt, and so you just had to get the win. And now we see what happens over the bye week. Who's coming back?
Right.
Who's getting closer.
That's all good stuff.
And maybe they can do what they've done in the past, and that is get warm in the second half of the season and go on a run. That's really what it's all about this year.
And I'll tell you what, Stani, this has been the one constant for the Niners, and I don't know, moving forward, the bye week obviously coming at a good time, but we saw Debo exit with a rib injury. We saw Jordan Mason playing on that separated shoulder. He was down, went out, came back, went out, and Isaac Garrido handled his business. 14 totes for 85 yards, Stani. Could have had two touchdowns. He went down again. But I'll say this. They were what? 70, 65 yards away from being 3-5 maybe. So that's how bad and critical that last possession was by the Niner defense, and they didn't allow a yard to Dak Prescott. And the reason I bring that back up is Dallas outscored the Niners shockingly 14-3 in the fourth, and CD got kind of loose. Stani, do you look at that as, you know what, they just went to prevent defense? Because I was shocked. I was like, I didn't even expect Dallas to sniff the end zone in the second half, but they got two fourth quarter scores. And again, I don't know how you felt when they got the ball back. Like, you got to think they're feeling like we can do this. And they doubled and triple teamed CeeDee Lamb. And the front line for the Niners were active all night. Dak had no time.
Yeah, I thought when the Cowboys got that ball,
oh, Steiny, I text you
with 3+ minutes to go. I don't know why they were treating it like they had 50 seconds
to
go. They basically threw four straight times and didn't get anything. That last one, was it interference? Was it not interference?
Looking at it again,
could have gone either way.
But now we're in an era, Steiny, where the refs are throwing. Where's Dibs at? The refs are throwing the flags and picking them up. We saw last night a pick play. Conley was involved on the Kittle touchdown. Two refs threw the flag, and you pick them up and say, I shouldn't have threw it. I just don't. Forget the two teams. I told you, the Viking-Ram game. Stani, I don't like that. Why did you throw it?
Because they thought it was offensive pass interference, I think, on Conley on that play.
So does Evan come talk to you and change your mind?
Yeah.
Does Goo come talk to you and change your mind?
Essentially.
Or you threw the flag, you're a licensed official, it should stand.
Well,
it's not up for debate.
Well, I mean, if...
It's not first take.
I mean, you'd rather see him pick up the flag if they made a mistake than not pick up the flag if they made a mistake. I can just tell you, What they were saying on television was the ref analyst on that broadcast, but he thought it was a fair call, fair non-call.
Okay.
And the one thing Chris Collinsworth said was, well, you know, he said, I believe you that's what they think they saw, but if that's legal, Collinsworth was saying, we're going to see a lot of that. A lot more of that, because it did look like Conley just blocked the guy, but I guess the refs determined that he was pushed into him, and the play stood, and Kittle got a touchdown, and the 49ers going up to win that game 30-24. 888-957-9570. How we feeling today, Niner fans? It was a must win, essentially, and they got it. It looked great for three quarters, especially in the third quarter itself. They were dominant, outscored the Cowboys 21-0, and then they gave up a couple touchdowns, and the next thing you know, maybe that game could have slipped away, but they did what they had to do and they won. Is that good enough for you, 49er fans, especially knowing that the bye week's coming and you got a shot to get some players back and some players who are banged up can be healthy? 888-957-9570 is the number. And we'll be talking about the Niners today. Of course, the Warriors played last night, and Steph Curry sprained an ankle. We'll find out how the MRI went last night, but the Warriors are 2-1, but they lose yesterday to the Clippers.
At home.
Curry gets hurt, and we'll see how long he's out. Yeah. And you know, this is kind of what we all know is part of the equation with the Warriors. Is Steph going to miss two games? Is he going to miss five games? Is he going to miss 10 games? Those are big, big disparities there. And we'll have to wait and hear some news on Steph Curry. Hopefully he'll be back sooner rather than later. But the Warriors got beat last night in their home opener to the L.A. Clippers, 112-104. And we'll probably push the Warriors to tomorrow.
Yeah.
But if we do talk about them, obviously we'll have to talk about what happened with Steph Curry.
I know we're up against it, Stanley. Yeah. What about Kittle? He came up big, man.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, he's Kittle, 6 for 128, man. Long one for 43 yards.
The other guy I'm wondering about is Guerrero. I'm wondering about Guerrero because he seems to give him some life out of the backfield. And as good as Jordan Mason's been this year, you can just tell by watching those two guys how different they are. And Guerrero just, it seems like Guerrero's much quicker at hitting the hole, which it feels like isn't always the best way to do it when the 49ers run their offense. But once he gets ahead of steam, I mean, he can move, Guerrero. The only thing I worry about with him is fumbling for a rookie, but he held on to the ball last night.
No doubt, and I'll tell you what, you look at Ricky Pierce all on that end around, Steiny. I mean, he looked smooth, 39 yards, and the Niners just they had their way with Dallas into the fourth quarter, and you talked about it, that third quarter was it, especially when they were the beneficiaries of getting a ball at the 40-yard line. Dibs had told us about that rule, Steiny, if the kickoff, which Dallas started the second half to the Niners, doesn't get to the 20-yard line in the air, you automatically get it at the 40-yard line, and the Niners took advantage of it, and that was the game. That was the game. But, I mean, if you're a San Francisco 49er fan, you've been on this roller coaster, Steiny, it's about 4-4. That's got to feel sweet.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, how you feeling after that one? Was it good enough? Do you feel like we got 2 weeks to get something going here? Where are you at with the San Francisco 49ers essentially halfway through the season and they're 4-4?
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.